Hello, this is Laura Lee Martin with Seeds of Inspiration, a ministry of seedlings of faith. Several years ago, I had the privilege of spending time with two of my favorite people. At the time, they were children, brother and sister, and just a few years apart in age. On one cold and rainy night, we were playing a game. I must preface this story by saying this was before I had children of my own. We were playing a tag sort of game. Now, we were not running in the house. Everyone knows that running is not allowed, but we were walking at a rather swift pace. The phone rang, so I went to answer it. This was back in the day where you had to find the phone attached to the wall. You couldn't just pull it out of your pocket. What happened next was a life lesson I'll never forget. The older and wiser of my two favorite people was the brother. He had gotten ahead of his sister and was waiting for her to come around the corner. She came running, walking at a swift pace, and giggling. And most importantly, looking behind her. She did not see her brother's foot in her path. The next thing I see is a little girl flying through the air in what seemed like slow motion to land squarely on her back. I got to her in time to hear a guffaw of laughter from her brother, who was leaning over her. She looks up at him with her big blue eyes and says, "God loves you." Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think that would have been my first response. What has happened in your life that has left you lying flat on your back? What has or is your response in times like these? Do you know that God loves you? And the person who may have precipitated your fall. He does. God never looks down from heaven and laughs at you, no matter how you ended up on your back. He looks at you with all the unconditional love that God is and says, "I love you." How will you respond to him today?